Kananaskis Country. As soon as a cougar warning was dropped for Camp Chief Hector YMCA in Kananaskis Country, another was issued due to more recent sightings and activity in the area. Two sightings in as many days sparked the advisory for the camp, which caters to overnight and day campers. On August 7, a cougar was seen by the climbing area, and on August 8, a cougar was seen by Hector Lodge, states the Alberta Parks advisory. Cougars, as well as bears, deer and other wildlife, are common in the area. A cougar warning issued for the YMCA camp on July 27 noted a deer carcass was discovered near a previous sighting and relocated by Alberta Parks conservation officers for public safety reasons. It was noted that while cougars are known to return to kill sites to feed over 2 to 3 days, they would be unlikely to return to the carcass due to its advanced state of decay. Alberta Parks communications advisor Bridget Burgess-Ferrari said no other potential kill sites have been reported. She said the agency also can't say definitively whether the sightings are from one animal or multiple. Cougars have ranges up to 300 square kilometers and may roam up to 80 kilometers in a single day. Burgess-Ferrari said there have been no reported human-cougar incidents at the camp. This new warning has been put in place due to repeated sightings over the past few days, she said. There have been no reported incidents, but there were repeated sightings earlier this week of a cougar in the vicinity. The camp is currently operating and hosting campers, so the warning is a reminder to remain vigilant while visiting the area. Cougars are typically wary of humans, however, attacks do occur. The last documented cougar attack in Alberta was in August 2022 when a 7-year-old boy was attacked near Rocky Mountain House. In Alberta, only one fatal cougar attack has been recorded, in 2001, when Francis Frost from Canmore was cross-country skiing in Banff National Park. Confirmed cougar sightings span the entirety of the province, with the highest frequency observed in the mountain and foothill regions. Burgess-Ferrari said it's important for visitors to Kananaskis Country to know wildlife can be encountered anywhere, at any time throughout the Kananaskis region. To avoid a surprise encounter, we always say to make plenty of noise, travel in groups, be aware of your surroundings, keep your pets on a leash, and carry bear spray and know how to use it, she said. It's not enough to just have it with you, it should be accessible on your person and you should know how to use it in case of a surprise encounter. In the event of a cougar encounter, Alberta Parks advises, never approach a cougar. While it usually steers clear of confrontation, its behavior can be unpredictable. Ensure there's space for a cougar to exit the area easily. Pick up children nearby as they may frighten more easily and run, triggering an attack. Maintain eye contact with the cougar, keep facing it and slowly retreat. Don't run or play dead. Move away back gradually. Running, or any sudden movement, may trigger an attack. Stay calm. Talk to the cougar in a strong, firm voice. Make yourself appear as large as possible by holding your arms or an object above your head to try to intimidate the animal. The cougar warning, which went into effect Wednesday, August 9, will remain in place until further notice. A bear warning is also in place for the YMCA camp due to numerous black bears having been observed in the area. To report a cougar sighting, call Kananaskis Emergency Services at 403-591-7755. The Local Journalism Initiative is funded by the Government of Canada. The position covers Iyarhi, Stoney, Nakota First Nation and Kananaskis Country.